Oh, I meant to ask you.
What?
Were you in the office the other day when Robert Kraft was arrested?
No, I wasn't.
Did you get to meet him or not?
I think it's a different place of business.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We're not talking about it. Okay. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
I should have brought it up off the air.
Yeah.
Is what you're telling me.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Different question then. Did he have all six rings with him?
You'd have to ask my associates.
Hello and welcome to episode 426 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam.
See, here's my problem as it stands right now, Adam. Is it six o'clock in the morning?
Right.
We're recording at an odd time, and 6 o'clock in the morning is odd. And my coffee is sitting in front of me, but it's not quite ready yet.
Okay.
You see my issue here?
Yeah.
So I kind of got that cotton mouth waiting for my morning coffee. Still have to be professional and do a show.
Right.
No, that's it. Like, that's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it'll be okay.
Amazon. You need your coffee. We've talked about it, right? They sell coffee on Amazon, don't they?
Sure.
You buy yours at Costco though?
Usually, yeah. Sometimes
you could.
We get them from a coffee business sometimes too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You change it up? That's what I'm getting at. You change it up every so often. Like you don't just have the same coffee every week.
No, we mix it up.
You have to. All right. Good hot coffee talk. But if you do want to buy your coffee on Amazon, click through our site. Help us out.
Okay.
All right. I did buy, just to keep you updated on my Amazon purchases, I finally bought a little $6 case for my iPhone. Yay.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's on Amazon.
Okay.
There you go. You're welcome, Bezos. I'm keeping the boat afloat.
A little bit of an Amazon scandal at my house in real time. Do you want to hear about it?
Only if you can come up with a cool portmanteau for Amazon scandal.
I cannot.
Amazon? No, I can't.
Yeah.
Amscan.
Scandal-mazon.
No, that was worse. What happened?
Lisa attempted to buy a present for a friend for her birthday.
Okay.
With a guaranteed delivery date of today.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend's birthday is tomorrow.
Okay.
And the guarantee did not come through.
Oh, no.
The guarantee went from guaranteed to she just checked on her guarantee and then in real time changed to, we hope it'll be there Friday. Sorry for missing your delivery.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a rock solid guarantee.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, what is the guarantee? Because clearly they downgraded it and they even took the guarantee off of it now that they're officially not going to make it.
Yeah.
Oh, but the best thing was she got a massive $5 credit for them messing up her delivery. And now, so she has a birthday present, which will come 2 days after her friend's birthday.
But her friend isn't six, so I'm sure she'll understand.
I guess so. It's just you kind of look like a little... It sort of puts you out a little bit. The $5 is not going to alleviate the fact that you're a bad friend now.
Yeah. Okay, now just, again, devil's advocate here.
Sure.
Is her friend's birthday on the same day every year?
No.
Now I think you aren't yes-ending that.
No, it's like maybe, it's a leap. She's maybe. She's a leap year. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well played.
Yeah, this is a leap year birthday.
No, it's not.
Well, it is. It's her birthday's on the leap year.
Well, it's not. Then she has no birthday this year. Then Lisa is a year early for her birthday.
Yeah, or maybe she can just use that as her rational or rationalization for why she's 3 days late with her present.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is the first time we've had the guarantee just like, nope, sorry, not a guarantee anymore.
Okay, yeah, these are two separate issues. First of all, Mrs. Schwartz waiting to the night before to do her project, this kind of nonsense. That's very un-Mrs. Kirk.
That's true.
However, the guarantee is a guarantee, you know. My word is as strong as oak.
So apparently we realized is the guarantee is a guarantee that if we don't meet it, we'll give you $5 in response for not meeting the guarantee.
Yeah. Please click through our site still, though.
Nope. Everyone just stop buying stuff from Amazon.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think
let's resurrect all those old stores that went, you know, Kohl's Books. Come on
yeah.
back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there still a Kohl's Books? They can't be.
Yeah, I think there is, but
they're probably
owned by Amazon.
I think they're owned by Indigo, actually.
They probably are.
In all honesty, I think it is.
Yeah. I think it is, yeah.
Which is technically Chapters, which is going out of business too. So, oh, there you go.
There you go.
Little episode of Shark Tank right here on the hosers. All right. So what's going on? Going on, Adam?
Not much. No, nothing really.
Okay, me neither. My son is officially going to school next year.
Okay.
It was up in the air. It was debated because, you know, it will technically be early. Not by North American standards, at least how it was when I grew up. I think we talked about it before.
Yeah.
He has a late birthday, and so typically they would sort of expect him to wait until the one whole more year, go into school when he's 7. But we did it. We made the decision and took the competency tests yesterday. He has to go in and meet with like a child psychologist or something, take a bunch of tests.
Yeah.
A lot of hand wringing here is what I'm saying. A lot of warnings. Oh, you know, the whole school kindergarten community here is talking about it. I think secretly hoping he fails. I think. I think not for his sake, but for our sake. I'm assuming there's a who do these folks think they are?
Right.
You know. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Great.
Fantastic weather still, which is not great because if we want to go skiing and that's not fun when it's 5 degrees and raining.
Right.
But down here in the Knot Mountains, it went over 20 degrees again yesterday, which means playground, playing baseball outside already, which is nice.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to have baseball evaluations this week so that they do that to make the teams try to, you know, see what the kids, the talent is like so that they can kind of grade them and then therefore disperse them more evenly for teams in the spring. So that's a good sign just that baseball.
When you say
is,
talent, you mean which kid has a single mom?
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not joking. That's kind of what goes on there.
Well, I don't know that that's happening, but they are going to have
that's happening
spring evaluations. I didn't realize it was that. So
yeah. So that's it. Expect your kid to get picked last.
Oh, and you'll like this next little ditty is that Jack has now learned how to do the Rubik's Cube. So he has. Yeah, yesterday we went through. He had a friend in his class that is very much into the Rubik's Cube and has a speed cube. And so he's been fascinated. So yesterday I took him through the YouTube videos that I watched to learn how to do it in, I think it's a seven or eight little 2 minute videos. And we watched them and went through slowly until he kind of picked it up and he still doesn't have it memorized. The last two steps, the algorithms are, or maybe three, he's written down in shorthand, so he can do it with his helpful little cheat sheet notes, but he can do the bulk of it without the notes until he gets to the tricky part.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's that, and asked.
It's funny you mentioned that, man. I was at a friend's house, or friends of ours. Their daughter turned, I'm gonna say she turned 11 years old, and she has a cousin, big family, cousins there. We've known these people quite well. Point is, the cousin, she's also 11. So when I showed up at the party, there's a whole bunch of people, including the 11-year-olds, and a Rubik's Cube is out. So our friends had they had just got it recently and become obsessed with it. They have the son's older, he's like 14.
Okay.
And so my buddy, I see him sitting at the table, and he's doing it, and he's not exactly blazing through it. So I'm thinking later on, I'm gonna crank this party up and solve this thing for them. You know, when they have trouble later.
Right.
But eventually, after, you know, like, it took him like 5 minutes or something, he got it. And I was like, oh, okay, great. You know what you're doing. Mixes it up, hands it off. The 11-year-old niece, she picks it up. Yeah. 49 seconds.
Yeah. That's Jack said the kid in his class can do it in 35 seconds.
That's absurd.
I know. And he has special speed cubes too for doing it even faster. I'm like, what? 35 seconds? That's insane. He's like, yeah, we've watched him on the clock. Like, 35 seconds is his best. Right. But he does it all the time under a minute. And I'm like, wow, that I have to see that, because I mean, I've seen people do it on TV, but I haven't seen 10-year-olds.
That's a different method they're using, though.
I guess so.
The little four squared method thing.
All right.
What have you?
I don't know it.
As soon as you see the kid who he turns the top layer with his right index finger, that's it. It's game on. Like, he's not even just doing the turning like the sides like old men like you and me do. They do the little thing where they flip the top one over with their right index finger.
Wow, I gotta see this.
I guarantee you, if he's doing it that fast, that's his move. All right.
Okay.
Well, good luck to Jack. I can't wait till he just whoops his old man.
Yeah, I can't remember what my best time was, because I haven't really done it for about a year. But I don't remember. Jack thinks that my best was around 2.5 minutes. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that seems about right. We know the very similar method. I don't think it's identical, but it's almost the same.
Yeah.
Like, you'd solve it sort of top down. I think you go top and then flip it and bottom up or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Essentially the same thing.
But there's a bunch of steps that just cannot, it's not possible doing what we're doing to do it in 35 seconds.
No, unless you're cheating.
Yeah.
Like Amazon, evidently.
Yeah.
They can do it. They guarantee they can do it in 5 seconds or whatever, just whatever. Are you timing this? Because I got to take a pee break.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week besides the speed cubing?
No, I didn't. I don't think I did. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been amazing, amazing, outstanding light in the evening here. Like, because of the nice weather, we've had really clear skies. It's been like, you get up in the morning, as I did today, obviously, and get outside, like take my kids to school and kindergarten there, and it, first of all, it's cold in the mornings. Like, it gets 20 degrees in the afternoon, but it's like -3 in the mornings, and which means it is so clear. Like, it's amazing, and it kind of stays that way the whole day. And in the evening, we get this these sunsets are fantastic, even though it starts to cool off again quite a lot by that point. Point being, you get some, just like the sunshine is like extra golden.
Okay.
And the shadows just seem extra blue right at that. So I just snapped a couple of photos of my kids are out playing. So here's one of my daughter. You can see the real shift in the, maybe it's not different than it is in July. I don't know. It just, when you're there, it feels really different. Like, the shadows are very, very cool which you can see in the house behind her.
Mm-hmm.
That's out of focus, but that's basically just balance, white balance at like regular daylight. And cool. then there's my son playing some soccer. Well, waiting to play some soccer. So same kind of thing, like the mm-hmm. shadows, golden blue. Without even having to go in and do the Lightroom move that everyone seems to like, the advanced people want to do on the I see it on the YouTube.
Okay.
But tinting the shadows blue.
Oh really? I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh yeah. Well, no. I mean, it goes over the whole blue orange that we've talked about for years. And people are complaining that it's overdone, but I don't think it is. I think it's, you know, cool in the gang.
Okay.
Quick note, though. You notice my son's socks. Those are Blue Jay socks. Hard to see on his right sock. You can sort of make out the scrunched up Blue Jay logo.
Nice.
He had two different pairs that he was given, and on each pair, he wore a hole into one. So now he threw those out and has a mismatched pair because, yeah, Blue Jays.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get into it, man.
Okay.
This is the February monthly challenge.
Right.
This is Do Your Best, DYB. This was Adam's decision.
Or you mean brilliant idea.
Well, evidently, judging by the fact that we have 17 submissions this month, then yeah,
wow.
Evidently.
Is there that many?
Is that many? Yeah.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're doing it. We're going to change it up a little bit this month, though, and we're going to start with ours.
Okay.
So you want to go first or second?
I don't care.
Let's have a look at yours. All right. What's going on here? Snow. I see snow.
This is from the snow day that we had where we had the kids got to skip school for, well, didn't skip it. It was canceled. So we got a day from school.
You went down to the school.
Yeah, basically, we went down to the Oddly. School to play in the snow in the schoolyard. Yes, that's exactly what we did, and met up with some other friends. And so this is another one of our friends, and my son was playing hockey with this little girl's older brother, and so they were playing in a group of my son's friends, and then my daughter was playing with this younger sister, and so they play often at the hockey rink, and now they're playing at on the slide, and I just saw, hey, that's a good opportunity. Like when I was just looking around through my camera, I saw, hey, it's almost a completely white background here, and I could frame them from where I was standing through the bars of the playground, and I thought, oh, they're gonna stick out because the one girl's wearing pretty bright clothing, and so I just said, okay, can you guys sit at the top of the slide? And then just purely a snapshot, but I really liked it. So that's therefore my entry into the Do Your Best for this month.
Yeah, so to be clear, this is a Do Your Best for February, like not your best.
Not my best ever?
No, not you. I mean one. I'm not saying your best. I mean one's best. I mean the topic, the challenge this month was Do Your Best.
Yeah.
But you know, you meant Do Your Best for the shortest month of the year.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. No, it'll come up later. Don't worry. And especially in mine too. But, cause I struggled with this. I thought, wait a second. Like last night when I was, you know, trying to shoot mine and I didn't have time to shoot mine last minute because I was busy ordering something on Amazon. For someone's birthday party a week earlier.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh no, like does Adam mean like do the best, like the best picture you've ever taken?
No.
Or under the circumstances, just yeah, go ahead and do your best.
Yeah, I picked my favorite photo from February. That's kind of what I did. And not necessarily my favorite, but one that I thought was I technically liked. I liked all the things about it.
Okay.
And again, I'm thinking of one that I hadn't used for a photo challenge. So amongst the, let's say, 100 photos I took in the month of February, because that's probably about what I had to choose from, this was my favorite that I had yet to use for another photo challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the good part about this, I mean, let's point some things out, is that yes, like not only is your daughter's friend enjoying the snow, she also likes cookies, right?
Well, this is the part I liked, and this is more personal. The viewer wouldn't get this, but the mom of this little girl had just brought to the schoolyard fresh blueberry baked muffins, and so she had just torn the head off a blueberry muffin, and I thought, should I wipe it? Should I fix it? I'm like, nope, that's little kid blueberry muffin face.
Yeah.
And that's what we're getting. But yeah, that's kind of the part that I liked, is like, that's pretty awesome. That, you know, this mom walked these, again, this was a massive snowstorm for Vancouver, and she brought the fresh baked blueberry muffins to the kids at the schoolyard, which she had to slog through a fair bit of snow and at least a 10-minute walk to deliver these mm-hmm. muffins. So I was
impressed.
You're right.
Yeah. The kids never would have got to school. You're right. That's you guys made it down there. The blueberry muffins made it down there. There's no way this school could be open.
No, the school could not open. No. So yeah. So anyway, so there you go.
To be fair, all the teachers live in Aldergrove, though.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's what it's more about. They're more mm-hmm. worried about teachers getting there. But yeah, we've got snow coming down in the foreground. You can see kind of some of the out of focus, kind of blotchy white in front of my daughter's black jacket. Like, it's noticeable mm-hmm. that it is snowing. And yeah, and basically just a point and shoot shot. But,
again, this with your which camera?
I'm going to say it was the 5D Classic.
Oh, it was the DSLR, though. Okay.
Yeah, it was not a point and shoot. It just looks like a point and shoot. That's all it was. It's just like, okay.
No, it doesn't look like a point and shoot at all. That's why I said I was going to be impressed if this was your RX7 there. I thought, boy.
No, it wasn't that. I can't remember what lens. I'm going to say the 50mm, but it might have been the 85. I don't remember. Mm. It could be the 770 to 200. It could be any of those. I can't tell by looking at it right now.
Okay. All right, no, it looks good. I like the whole snow vibe that's going on. Provides a nice even light.
And they're smiling faces, which are always good and
having fun.
Yeah.
The one real negative here, and this is nothing to do with you. This is just an indictment of the times. The slides now are not photogenic.
No, they're not.
These stupid rounded corner plastic. Get a metal slide. You can have rounded corners on a metal slide, guys. Let's go.
Okay.
These don't, like, that little on the right-hand side there, the little, you know, sort of dirt mold stuff growing in there. Can't abide by this. Come on. Come on, Richmond. Get your act together.
Okay. All right.
There you go. All right. So look at mine. There's mine.
Wow.
That's the moon.
Yeah, sure is.
It's okay. Not a moon. Not a moon.
Okay.
The moon.
No, it's definitely the moon.
I was debating, like, well, what do I want to shoot? Like I want to challenge myself. I want to step outside my comfort zone. And I was like, well, what if you could find something that was walked on by 12 men?
Okay.
And so first I was like, well, yeah, Adam's mom. But then she was not available.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then, so I was like, you know what? I'll shoot the moon. The moon. Like, Adam's never shot the moon before.
The funny thing is when there was the big blood moon, like, I don't know, what was it, a month ago?
Sure.
I shot that very, very, again, similar shot. Like, it's, you have to kind of crop it, and then it looks like this, except for my version was red,
right?
And then I looked at it and I'm like, okay, all right, now there's 90 million other people who've shot this exact photo and might have had a better one, and therefore I can't even share it. So I have it somewhere in my library. I should post it now. My red moon versus your regular moon.
Yeah, well, mine's I guess it's a half moon, I'm supposing. Yeah. I'm not doing the math on this one. I'm not good at geometry.
Yeah.
But it looks like a half moon.
Right.
Very, very side lit. You can see it's very, very side lit, high contrast. So I think ideally, like, it needs some bounce, I think, to fill in that,
sure,
that dark side there, which isn't even technically the dark side of the moon. Ideally, really, if we're talking about that, I would probably like to clamshell this just to see what's going on in that part of the moon.
Yeah, why not?
But if you look close, you'll notice it is the moon's good side.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I mean, I made sure it was short lighting because, you know, the moon wants to look thinner. It's got a big round face, right?
Yeah, true.
You want to make it look a little thinner.
What lens did you use here?
This is my iPhone.
No, it's not.
No, this is the 7200.
Yeah, that's it. That's the same thing I did, and you had to really crop this.
Yeah. And this is actually the morning. In order to get kind of a nice kind of blue, like a, I wanted that ink blue sky, like that dark ink sort of, speaking of indigo, like really dark indigo sky. That's what I wanted. So I waited until the time was right, sort of it was in the morning when it's very clear, and snapped that out the window.
Good job.
Yeah, no, I think, I know you say that, oh, you know, there's like 2 million people shot this kind of thing, including our submissions. We have 19 submissions this month, and mine's the only moonshot.
That's good. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, if I know, and I know it's not the situation. If the theme was shoot the moon,
right?
I feel like I would have won this one.
Okay.
If you look closely, what you can't see is the lunar landers. You can't see it on there, can you?
No.
I'm debating, did they even land on the moon then?
No, they didn't. It was all a big farce.
Again, this is 200 millimeter lens. Maybe if I had a 400 mil lens, I could get an even tighter. And then maybe.
Maybe you'd see it.
Maybe you could see the lunar, but they never explain why you can't see what's, because they left the lunar lander on there, like the landing part is on there, on the moon still.
Okay.
Like six of them. You don't see, you can't see them.
Can't see them.
They never explain why.
Interesting.
Just kidding. They totally explain why, because it's very small, is what they say. And the equivalent is like standing in New York City on top of the Empire State Building.
And waving and looking, your hands.
And looking towards Florida and trying to pick out a dime.
Gotcha.
That's what they say. And so... obviously, I believe in the moon landings. I'm just being a jerk.
Right. Got it.
All right. Let's get on to the listener photos. All right. So this month, as I said, we got 17 to get through. So let's do this.
Okay.
In no particular order, for the most part. First up, Paul Cub. That's you. Go ahead. Are you still there?
What's me?
You, Paul. Go ahead. What's the first one? You have them in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul,
do you want to start?
Sure. I like it. This is a kid singing.
That's his brother.
This is the brother of Paul Cub.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't say on there. Okay, so I know Paul, and I know his brother, and that's his brother. Cool. So I thought it said. I think that's probably what the comment meant.
He's a bit of Rudy. A singer.
They both are, evidently.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what he's singing here. The bow tie doesn't tell me it's death metal.
Right, probably not.
So I don't know. So I don't know, but it can't be Barbershop Quartet because we got a lot of more mics in there. In the foreground there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I like what's going on with the grain. The obviously the lighting is nice. That's like stage lighting, so it's nice. These are great images to capture. Like it's a great time to shoot because generally these things are lit for the whatever event this is.
Mm-hmm.
He's managed to hold the highlights quite well on what is probably a white shirt.
Yeah.
And ladies love the bow tie.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's good, and the angle's nice too. Sometimes. People don't look very good shot from below like this, but this looks good.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. It's hashtag jazz. So he's singing jazz.
Right.
I don't know what that, like that's a pretty wide berth.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's like, who's that? The big famous acid jazzers from like the early 90s.
You're asking the wrong person.
Were they called Me Too? No, not Me Too. That's something else. And that's now. What was it? Us Three.
Sure.
Us Three, Me Too. The original Me Too. All right. All right, moving on. Okay. Next up. Next up is frequent contributor, Marion Maid.
You know what this is? What I noticed? The first thing I noticed when I looked at this this picture, not the picture itself, but the hashtags.
The hashtags.
Yeah, hashtag Fuji X100F.
Yes.
He's on, I'm guessing, on your recommendation and your kind of like love affair with the Fuji X100 that you have. Do you have the F, or do you have a T or whatever you have? But he now has that. I'm thinking that was that an Amazon click through? There should be a giant
I know it wasn't.
Pile of money falling your way.
I thought we talked, like he and I have been emailing about this a while ago, a few months ago, and maybe a year. I can't remember now how long it's been, but he was interested in picking one up. He asked me my opinion on it about a used. Someone had a used one in his neighborhood, and it was a hellaciously good deal. And I said, man, I wish I had that deal. It was that good, and so he jumped on it. So I think he just deposited some Amazon money in our account, anyways.
Okay, all right.
Just sent some off. So it's been a while, but he did ask my opinion about, hey man, what do you think? Should I get this? And I said, yes, you should. And this is a great example of why you should. This image.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
I do. I have a lot going on here. Nice tight crop. We got the Canadian gloves, which are, those are still a hit?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, you live in Canada, man.
Well, I don't see them all that often. I mean, we have the ones that were big when the Olympics were going on in 2010. So they were red with the Canada and the 2010. But I guess, you know, Hudson Bay is probably turning them out, similar ones, because they were so popular from the Olympics every year since. Because these look like a more modern mock-up of the original ones.
We have a drawer full of these.
Okay, there you go.
Because whenever we get guests or something, people want to bring, you know, mostly our kids, want to bring presents for our kids. And it's always, well, get something Canadian, and that's what it is. And so I think we have three different versions that are essentially almost unworn, because you can only wear one pair of mittens at once, unless you're Lloyd Christmas and you're in the Rockies, and then two. But
sure.
Still love these though. Great for photos, obviously. I like what's going on with the headgear. What was it? The hood. The hood. She's wearing.
Yeah.
All wrapping around the face with the toque and the scarf wrapping, just completely framing the face. Perfect. The sunglasses and the reflection. Let's not. It looks like she's on the moon. It looks like she's part of my shot.
Sure.
So he ties it in quite nicely.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, one thing that, you know, great skin tones. We got nice sharp picture. I like how, especially with the X100F, what happens is, even though there's a very narrow depth of field, which is not the easiest to do because it's got kind of a wide lens, but you can still do it. So I'm guessing, judging by the background, that this was probably shot on F2. You can still see how tack sharp the face is, especially the eye in focus. So great job.
Awesome.
All right, next up is Dave J. Crystal from Chilliwack, British Columbia, your neck of the nape.
Sure.
Okay. I bet you he knows. He's a big fan of the band Chilliwack.
Probably.
Got a few emails from America last week, by the way, saying that they do indeed know Chilliwack, the band.
Okay.
That they did make inroads. So there you go. So Dave J. Crystal, former drummer of the band Chilliwack, is weighing in this month. Monochromatine's Day.
That's a reach.
Yeah, that hurts you. You can get 2 points taken off for that. But the rest, we got 50 mil. It's F1 50 mil 1.8 at 7.1.
Okay.
ISO 100 softbox above with whiteboard below. Front and snooted flash behind for the rim light. Okay. Softbox. I think this looks great.
Snooted flash for rim and face highlights. Yep, I agree. Looks good. I don't do this or, spend a lot of time shooting flowers, but I appreciate when people do it well, and this looks really good.
Especially since this, like, making it look well like this isn't exactly easy. I mean, because no. As soon as you turn it black and white, now obviously you can't rely on the fact that things are red to pop out of the black background, and so you have to have just the right tone, just the right amount of rim light and you know, the light and the shadows and all that. I kind of have to come together to make those flowers still stick out, and they do.
Yeah, my only contention with this photo is just, I guess it's the ribbon, whatever's dropping down in front of the vase.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the ribbon?
Yeah.
I wish that was higher up, like with the rest of the ribbon, so I can get a little, like the light on the vase looks really good with the stems hanging down. I just, that part of it, I wish was basically up with the rest of the ribbon. Cause it, again, I agree. Like the photo looks great. The light on the flowers is great. The whites and the darks, like just everything looks great. But I think that vase would really pop. I don't see quite enough of it.
I cannot disagree with that.
There you go. There's my one gripe, but it's a good photo, really good. And I can't do this, nor do I have the patience to do this.
Yeah. I mean, it's not exactly the moon, but pretty good.
No, it's pretty close. Yeah.
Okay. Next up is the real Sean Carlin. Now, I'm guessing this is Costa Rica.
Seems like it from all the hashtags. And
is there a hashtag? Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see the hashtag. I saw a Costa Rica, which I didn't understand, but then I made the jump that it was Costa Rica. But then you're right. Down below, it just go ahead and hashtags it for us.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. So this is in... I'd like to be there. That looks nice.
Looks really nice, yeah. And someone asked the question, what about the post-processing? Because it seems like it's got to be, right? Like, this has got to be processed with something. I mean, if it isn't, that's the craziest looking sky that I've ever seen.
Well, I'm assuming it's... Oh, I'm assuming even if it's, we say post processing, it could be post processed in camera. Like if you have one of those profiles,
yeah,
which you could snap this. This looks like a relatively high contrast, which still could. What looks crazy?
The red, the sky going from those orange and reds to the blue. Like I've never seen that before. Go from that blue sky to that deep red, at what time of day does that happen?
That's noon.
Exactly.
No, that's not noon.
It just doesn't
look... That looks like sunset. I mean, I suppose it could still be that light. The fact for what you're looking at is it's... You're thinking
looks like the HDR. Sky is too light. It looks HDR to me. It looks like my brain can't make sense of this.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It didn't ring that untrue. This isn't normal. You're right. But I think maybe this is just could just be an amazing sunset.
Yeah, it could be. And that's why I think that person asked that. Because before I even read the comment, I thought, that's not real, is it? Like, that can't be real. But if
this
it is.
This doesn't look, if it is HDR, it's a light HDR. It's not a crazy one.
No, I agree.
In my head. Because this looks like, I mean, maybe the sun's kind of, as it's setting, it's kind of ducking down behind some clouds, which could sort of account for the cool colors on those clouds that we do see, and then also the bright glare, not glare, but the reflection off the water with this the bright turquoise sky. You're right. Generally, it tends to be a little darker. Maybe he just turned up the blues.
Yeah, that's what I think. It feels like those blues got cranked up and saturated. And again, it looks really cool. Either way, it's well done. It's a good photo. Yeah.
Judging by the boat itself, which was probably white, the top part of the boat is probably white and registers very, very blue here. It looks like it probably either the saturation or the vibrance has been cranked all the way to the right.
Mm-hmm.
But either way,
it works. It's good.
Yeah, I'd like to be there.
Yeah.
Although, whoever Jason Life is begging for follows, come on.
Yeah, I saw that too. That's weird. Yeah,
that's kind of a bot thing or something, like a bot, like a robot, not purchased. It's a weird thing. It's the part of it, we get that a lot. I know you don't spend too much time on it, our Instagram, but we get some of that quite often. Hey, follow me back. And no,
sure,
not going to. All right, next up is Todd G Photo. Has not had time to go out and do serious photography. Well, I understand this one's hilarious. So I've been playing around with extension tubes and taking photos of my aquarium creatures. Oh, this is his aquarium. I thought maybe he went to the aquarium.
No, I think this is like literally in his house. So he's
he has
like
a freshwater aquarium in his house.
Apparently.
Okay. That is some effort.
Sure.
Isn't it? Do you have to clean it, I think?
I don't know.
Especially freshwater? I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a reason I don't have an aquarium in my house.
Right.
A lot of effort. So he has. And how do you keep freshwater shrimp? First of all, what's freshwater shrimp? I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't know.
How do you keep it in your house and not basically get drunk and eat it one night?
Well, you probably do, and then just get some more.
I would assume that. I'm guessing Todd G works at a restaurant that has one of those fish tanks in it.
Sure.
When's the last time you were at one of those restaurants where you could go walk up and pick out your own lobster?
It's been a long time. Yeah, I think they still do that, but it's been a long time for me. But yeah.
They must have a couple in Steveston.
They probably do. I can't think of one offhand, though.
No. Like the Mexican place, just a big aquarium full of tortillas. Maybe. Like, yeah, pick out whichever tortilla you want there. Get that one. So, all right. So I don't know how big freshwater shrimp are, but extension tube essentially creates a macro situation. Not crazy macro like our friend Don Komarechka, hashtag on the show next week, creates, but it still changes your regular lenses into macro lenses, which allows you to shoot freshwater shrimp up close.
Right.
So I'm guessing he shot this through the glass.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Versus climbing into the tank.
Yeah.
Although, we joke, I think like Don actually bought one of those lenses. One of those, did you see those lenses, like the long sort of anteater lenses that you can basically dunk in the water?
No.
The macro lenses that you can go in the water with and whatever. So you could actually do that. So Don has one. Overall, this one's fine. I'm not going to cry about it. I couldn't shoot this.
No.
Due to not having extension rings or an aquarium.
Yes, I agree. I couldn't do it either.
All right. Next up, Tony Farrell, 64. Now, this one doesn't do it justice. You have to go and see. You can see the little arrows on the image itself.
Okay.
This is he took a pano of San Diego, and he's gone and labeled it the Attridge method.
Wow.
I honestly don't think, I'm sure someone else has done this before me. But this is what, it occurred to me a few months ago. It's the move I told you about where you snap a wide shot, split it up into multiple images in Photoshop, like multiple seamless images, and then upload it as a series onto Instagram. Okay. So that when you scroll through the photos, it just appears like you're scrolling through one wide pano.
Oh, this was your method. I didn't know. You probably told me, and I probably just kind of like, you know, tuned you out.
Yes.
So I didn't know you actually had a method. I thought this was a joke.
No. I guarantee you it is very similar to my what's the other one that I came up with? What's the guy's name?
The Brennheiser method.
I guarantee you it's this. Like I invented it 4 years after someone else did it. But it was my idea in my head.
Right.
So anyway, it looks cool. I go check out the full one. You can scroll right across. Great light, great time of the day. Great shot. It's hard to talk about it right now when I only grabbed one of the six frames.
Right. We get it.
Well though. Done.
We get it.
Well done. Well, see the rest. Do yourself a favor.
Okay.
Next up is the Earl of Grad. Oh, meet Dirt. His name's Dirt. Joe Dirt.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Joe Dirt.
Okay, he's the locomotive shop mascot at the Nevada Northern Railway Museum. Well, obviously. Spend welcoming visitors. Dirt gets his name from being constantly dirty due to the coal dust.
Sure he does.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
Can't be good for his lungs.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. You don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe his son left it all behind and became an international male model.
That's true. That's possible.
That was the plot of Zoolander.
Yeah.
If you remember correctly. His dad was John Voight. brother Vince Vaughn. So shot in a full frame, 70-200, f/2.8. This looks like it's probably shot at f/200. F/2.8 at 200 mils probably.
Sure, based on
would be what your the guess.
Background looks like, yeah.
Yep. So it's fine. Can you come up with? No.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. All right. Next up, we have, again, I never know how to, I'm going to say Ito T. Lugo, because you got to have a middle name, I think. Or it's French. I don't know.
What about E-Dot?
E-Dot?
E-Dot yeah, Lugo.
That's probably is. It's probably Edward Lugo, but he's E-Dot. Like yeah. Well done, Adam. You cracked the code.
I think so. I think I did.
You know who will play you in the movie? Benedict Cumberbatch. You know.
Perfect.
Well done. All right. Hey, we got our second black and white flowers. See, only one moon this month. Two right. Black and white flowers.
I like the black and white flowers in this as well. This is very good. Again, I really like this.
Are shooting flowers in black and white, is that the way to go now?
Apparently. Well, two people did it well this week. Or
yeah, this it month. Does look good.
Yeah.
It pops out. Generally, you would think, I mean, a part of the appeal of flowers is the colors, and so to make it look cool by stripping that away is really quite cool. And having the black background, well done.
Yeah, really good. I like this a lot.
All right. Next up is Scott Borowy. Beauty Dish and the Beast. Well done there. This is Yoda. I wonder if Yoda knows dirt. I would see that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yoda and dirt.
I really like this one too.
This is good. Is it the teeth?
Yeah.
That's doing it, or is it the eyes?
It's both. It's all of it. I just like dog photos done well, and this one's done well.
Yeah.
You could put any dog in there. Like, this dog is very unique looking, and so I like it more because it kind of makes me chuckle. But the dog, you could put any dog in this photo, and at this angle with this light, the white on the black, like, it just looks really good. So well done.
Yep. All right. Next up is Bob Bernal Jr. This is from Los Angeles. He posts a lot. If you go check out his feed, if you check out this photo, definitely click on his feed and check it out. He posts a lot of these, a lot of meetups, a lot of what he calls urban shooters, a lot of portraits that are really great. People with interesting tattoos, interesting hair, and you know, nice light. Not always nice light. I mean, difficult lighting situations that he makes work. By supplementing. I'm guessing there's probably some bounce here, judging by her left leg. Looks like there's some bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Or a terrible sunburn. I'm not sure. Looks like bounce to me.
I agree. It's got to be bounce.
Yeah. And so, this is very typical of his feed. Looks really good. A lot of fun colors, a lot of interesting faces and smiles and whatnot. So,
yeah.
Well done.
I agree. And kind of a unique pose too, that, you know, sometimes posing, like, I can't imagine, like, you know, directing someone to pose like this. Like, I would,
yeah,
I don't think I can bend this way.
I think she's catching a bullpen right now.
Sure. But that's a good point, but it works. It totally works. So I don't know if she came up with it, or I'm guessing she did and not he did, but, and I think she's probably pretty tiny in stature. And so this angle in this photo works. But yeah, well done.
I never thought about that, about the pose itself. I would never think of this.
No way. Hey, well, can you crouch down and do this with your elbow and then this?
Yeah.
A lot of moving parts here, but it really showcases the tattoos, which I think is what he was trying to go for.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Andrew Dowie.
Okay.
This black and white medium format film, Abandoned Places. Are you sure? This looks like a Metropolis.
I don't think it's Metropolis. I think it's Abandoned.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think it wasn't ironically named. So?
I don't know. Like, it doesn't do much for me.
It doesn't not do it for me. Put it that way.
I know that neither. That's what I mean. To me, it's
if I was walking, if I was sitting down in a Starbucks and this was one of those ones blown up on the wall, I would still enjoy my coffee.
Sure. And I think there's a lot of unique elements here, but again, it's just kind of like, yeah, it's fine. The texture in the foreground, I really like. Sort of the texture in the background, I really like. The subject of the photo, it's not abandoned enough to be really interesting to me.
Right.
I need that to be more wrecked and or more contrast between the foreground and the actual place.
I'm going to go ahead and just say that Instagram is probably not the best place to view medium format photography.
No, I agree. There's that for sure too. Yeah.
It probably looks much better, much larger. All right. Yeah. Next up is Pixelscaper, the Eugene photographer. Now, did we establish, does he live in Eugene or is his name Eugene? Did we decide?
I think he lives in Eugene.
Yeah. What if his name is Eugene as well? That'd be very confusing for him.
It'd be very weird, yeah.
All right, so what do you think about this? What's going on? I think this is really kind of cool. Like, on its own, it's a cool image. We got the tattoos. We got nice black and white tones. Not really sure about the concept. I mean, I get it. It looks cool, but the fence is flying away?
Yeah, it's totally...
That's Photoshop, right?
Doesn't it have to be?
Yes, I would assume so. If it's not, I'm good for me. So yeah. Is it the fence is turning into seagulls? Is that what's happening?
I guess so. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, again, what's the subject of the photo here? Because we don't need the fence turning into seagulls. The girl with her hands on the fence is unique and interesting on its own.
I agree.
So it's to me the fence seagull thing just completely takes away from what is a good image without that. So
okay,
just my two cents. No need here for, like, if you just took a picture of the fence and turned it into seagulls, then maybe that's your photo, but it's a good photo here. I would just crop it off at the top of the fence and look at that and say that's a good photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up is Roger Dahlman from North Carolina. There's a bright, chilly, disappointing sunrise. Ah, okay, so he's gone out, wants to go shoot the sunrise, and it just doesn't happen. Sunrise, wow, that's even worse. You've gotten up early, Roger, in that situation, you turn your camera up to the sky and you shoot the moon, as I've shown.
Yeah.
That's what you do. And, disappointing sunset, that's no fun, but disappointing sunrise, man, that's demoralizing.
Yeah.
So... He says the composition isn't quite there. He's probably right. So I'll revisit next time I'm down in North Carolina. Because looks like a cool something, whatever this is. There's this...
Cypress trees. Reflecting morning's golden hues. So.
That does look cool.
It does. I agree. It looks cool.
Because this is... I'm not familiar with where Elizabeth City is. I'm assuming this is a lake, judging by how calm it is.
It says hashtag swamp.
Hashtag... Swamp. Okay. Well, there you go. I think there is. You're right. There probably is something here. I don't know if this is it, but this definitely is a cool location.
Okay.
All right. Next up is JB Photography, and I'm guessing we've had a few emails from him. I think. Maybe I'm confused. I'll have to go back and look, but I'm not going to. So there's that. Who was asking for some tips on how to shoot in his church that has this kind of lighting in it, this weird light, this really hard, difficult mix of lights. And so he was having some issues, and we sorted that out for him. So evidently this is what he's come up with now.
Cool.
Okay, so yeah.
I'm looking at pictures of people on stage. Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, and I'm looking at the camera that it was taken with. I don't think this is the same guy.
No, I don't think so either. I think this is something entirely different. That's why I was confused by your words.
My words were confusing. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, the lighting was very similar. The magenta.
Okay.
Which that's magenta, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Or is it magenta?
Yeah, magenta.
I don't know. I don't know how you say it. I don't know how the kids are saying it these days. Yeah, so it was very similar. So yeah, we got some cool light flares here. What do we got? Light leaks?
Yeah.
Done in camera using a prism.
Okay.
Okay. Like the Led Zeppelin cover?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we're still getting clear images on the people themselves.
Yeah, I can't figure out exactly what's been done here, but it's interesting for sure.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of nice colors here, which again are probably lit there. Difficult to shoot. Still has decent skin tones, relatively speaking. And the light flares, they look fine.
Sure.
Again, if this is at Starbucks, we're okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Doofus Photography. Do your best, not my best. I'm not sure what that means.
Me either.
Okay. This is the mountains. What I had when you changed the timeline. I'm not sure. A lot of, there's probably not a lot of hashtags with that. This is Salt Lake City. This is Utah. Well, it says Utah Photography.
Mm-hmm.
I like the mist here.
Mm-hmm.
I like the light dusting of snow. This isn't your typical snow-covered hills. It's just a light dusting. We got into the... This could be Scotland for all I know. But I'm an expert on neither Utah nor Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to me for Scotland advice, keep on walking, man.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. It's again, it's in that category of it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And now the last two. Everything else was in a random order. These two are done on purpose. We got a couple of emails this week. I don't know if Adam got them or not. Or I guess it was last week we got them. And Mr. Hand, who we've talked about on the show before, he's contributed before. He wrote in to me. He wanted to. Compete in the or submit something for January, but he said his model wasn't up for it, and his model was his 18-year-old daughter, who had just finished her last session of chemo, and was a little bit exhausted,
mm-hmm.
but she had beat it, and so he ended up after that he snapped a photo of her doing her, as she said, her. Or 20-year-old, I'm sorry, 20-year-old, mid-air jump after her last chemo, and she's cancer-free now.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. And so it was pretty amazing, and this is like, wow, like, I honestly was speechless. What do you say about that, you know? You know, what do you say?
What do I say? I appreciate the image, and it's again, she's got a sort of a shirt. I can't say exactly what it says, but something about beating cancer. I'm guessing I see cancer. And
what's the F word?
Oh, okay. I can put that together. And
yeah,
again, just one of these things that I think, you know, you take this photo, and we a lot of times spend our time kind of critiquing the technical aspects, and this is going to be probably a favorite image for both the person who took this. So if it's Christopher Hand's image that he took for him, and probably for his daughter for a very long time, maybe for the rest of their lives. And so it's just, yeah, it's kind of a very human moment that I think we all appreciate. And I like capturing these moments you don't have to worry about whether or not, you know, the technical aspects are important, whether or not, you know, there's people in the background, or this is real life, and it's great. So there's an emotion here that really is inspiring.
Absolutely. That's the emotion is everything. And the fact that, you know, he chose to share it with,
yeah,
well, us with the email first, and then with the whole community is
yeah, that's means pretty a lot. Cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's just great news. Great news for your daughter. And we're glad to hear it. And there's one more. And so this one comes from BS Vaughn Photography. And We also got an email that literally the day after receiving this fantastic news about the cancer. And he wrote an email basically outlining the fact that his son, who's evidently Daniel in this photo, had just died a couple of days prior in a car accident. And he outlined it in an email and wanted to post an old photo in this month's challenge and asked if that'd be okay. And I said, of course, you know. And after that, I didn't know what to say. So I really didn't write very much back. I mean, this man took time to write the email, and I did not know what to say in response. Like, I was pretty devastated, you know? Yeah, I mean, you're a father.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what it doesn't mean. If you're not a father, you don't understand. But I don't understand. I can't imagine being in this situation. And so evidently his son was in a car accident on the way to work. And I don't know how much is shared in the comments here. So I don't want to share the rest of the email if it's not up here.
Right.
So obviously this is the photo for the month, of course.
Yeah, and what I gathered from the email, and I think is fair to mention, is that, you know, his comments were like somewhere along the lines of this: my son is, you know, the best thing that I've ever been a part of, and, you know, so he wanted to share a photo, being that the monthly challenge was about, you know, do your best, and he was sort of saying like, he is my best. And so, you know, in spite of the fact that this tragedy was so fresh, just you know, kind of including us in the sharing of this, I mean, it was pretty mind-blowing. And, you know, I mean, and again, it sort of, it registers with you, it registered with me, because you know, for the most part, you know, you do a podcast and you talk into a microphone and, you know, it goes out onto the internet, and then you don't really know how it affects people. And so, you know, not just this one, but the previous photo you mentioned, it's neat in that, like you said from the beginning, you know, what we were trying to do is create a bit of a community. And so to see it register in this way with, you know, the full circle from, you know, the daughter beating cancer and the son who's passed on, and people feeling comfortable enough to share that with, you know, essentially people we've never met before. It's pretty crazy, and in a good way, crazy in a good way, that I wrote him back as well. I know you had, and I did as well, because it really kind of hit a spot that sort of made me think, like, you know, and I think I said to him exactly that this is kind of why I personally am still doing this, because, you know, of just moments like that, where it's more than just, you know, talking into a microphone. And, there is something in it. And for him to share that or think to, you know, include us in this circle, it's pretty, pretty neat, even in the midst of a tragedy.
I think include us, I think. Let me put words in your mouth, but I think you mean the community, not just you and I.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
That's the part that struck me is that I was kind of I was blown away by all of it. I mean, I've never met this man or his son, and so these are essentially strangers. And it did, like, that was part of my takeaway too, was like, I couldn't believe that a stranger would reach out in this kind of a time, and what does that say about our society in general, which I think is a very positive thing. It's a very, like, for example, I you know, I walked away from Facebook, for example, a while ago because of what, just people being torn apart by it, et cetera, it doesn't matter. And then to know that there is still this people out there who want to be, who are connected, is very, very inspiring. Be nice if it wasn't such a horrible thing to happen.
No, absolutely. But
so that,
yeah, just to remind you that, yeah, that there is a good, definitely a good in the internet and in a community and in a podcast. And, yeah, I'm glad that there is that thing, that there's a network of people that you can share with, and you're not going to be, whatever, you're not going to be criticized or made fun of, or like there's a lot of negative to it. And this is the true positive power of a kind of a community like this, where people can share and yeah, hopefully get support.
Wow. I'm glad you said it, man. 'Cause that's what I was thinking. And I didn't know how to spit it out. And, without sounding like a pompous ass, and you did a good job.
Okay. That's good.
'Cause okay. Well, what Adam said.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody, just thank you everybody for being part of this. And I urge you to go and check out, especially this week, check out the photo. And it meant a lot that everyone's part of this. And obviously I'm very sorry for what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Challenge for next week is Beauty Dish. That's our next week's challenge, because since we talked about it last week on the show.
And you did a DIY project and made your own.
Right. And the March challenge for next month is inspired by the last two emails that we got. And sort of inspired. You have to dig deep to figure out what I'm talking about. But this is to take a portrait of a semi-stranger. Now, these guys, obviously, they shot, everybody shot pictures of people they know, but this is somebody who, you know, we know them from the show, but we don't know them, so they're semi-strangers. And so I'm urging everybody out there for March to take somebody in your life that maybe you know, maybe it's someone you see at the coffee shop, everybody works at the coffee shop you go to every morning, someone that you know in passing, and take a portrait of them. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, or hashtag that Hey Hosers, and we'll check that out.
Okay.
Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca. And your stuff?
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com, or the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it for this week. This show is dedicated to B.S. Vaughn.